I'm almost ready to go. Oh, honey. You don't need to pout. I won't be home too late, I think. I'm just going out with my friends. You know them. We're going in this new club that's just opened. Just the usual girls' night. Why are you so worried? Listen, baby. I know I've been hard on you lately, but you have to understand it's been tough for me too. You're my honey bunny, and I love you. But we've talked about this. I haven't felt real pleasure in a long time, and it's not your fault at all, but with that tiny thing between your legs, well, it's not like it's been really exciting for me, you know? Don't take it the wrong way. You're not doing anything bad. It's just that I don't feel anything when you're inside me. That's all. There's nothing you can do about it, right? I've told you all of this before. It's not anything new. You can't accept me to just say nothing. You know? Why should you have all the fun? You're my baby. But you also kind of have a baby dick. I'm sorry. It's true. You know it's true. And if it was only that, you know, but now the bedwetting? Hey. It's okay. Please don't start crying again. I don't have time to have this conversation right now. I don't mind it. It's fine. I get it. I've been going out more and more, partying late while you stay home. Sometimes I'm not coming back until the next morning, and you feel abandoned. I get that. That's why you've been regressing lately. It's not your fault. It's your body's way of saying you want me to take care of you and show me you need attention. You started wetting your bed again. Just like when you were young and your mom left. It makes me sad, really. In a way, I do feel responsible for it. I mean, at least a little bit. I mean, I'm not the one who's peeing in our bed, but I do want to help you as much as I can. And yeah, at first I thought it was a one-time thing and it wouldn't happen again, but when it started to be every single night, you understand why I didn't want to sleep in that bed anymore, don't you? It's nothing against you. But you have to admit, it's kind of gross and, you know, I have my own needs too. It's not like it's been easy for me to wake up in a wet bed either. That's why I need my nights out like this. It's my way of coping with it. Sure, I might meet other people and yeah, one thing might lead to another, but you'll always be my sweetie pie. I will always come back home to you, okay? I have to go soon, but I'm going to make it up to you. I promise. Now, be a good boy and bring me the diapers I picked for you. Your babysitter's on her way here, and I want you in your Pampers. Yep, I hired you a babysitter so you wouldn't be alone tonight. I'm sorry, but I don't want you to get drunk by yourself again, and I certainly don't want any late-night calls, not of you crying over the phone like last time. It embarrasses me. When I stop answering you, you just send me these pathetic texts, and I'm sorry, not pathetic. But you know what I mean. It makes me sad to see you like that. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I don't want you to be all by yourself while I'm out with other people. That's why I asked one of my friends to come over for the night. I'm sure you'll get along. She's really nice, trust me. She knows our situation, and she's super open-minded. This way, you can have someone to talk to, hang out with, and you won't feel abandoned. Hopefully this helps cure your bedwetting, too. But you're still wearing a diaper, just in case. Don't give me that look now. We talked about this. You've agreed with me that it isn't fair that I get peed on every night because you can't hold it. I gave you the benefit of the doubt long enough. Now, if you don't want me to sleep somewhere else, you have to protect yourself. I know you think it's humiliating, but I'm not judging you. Listen, I would much rather sleep with a diapered boy than wake up in the puddle of pee. It's not childish. In fact, it's the mature thing to do. You be a big boy and bring me your Pampers now. I'll help you put them on before I go. Come on, sweetie, don't be embarrassed. You go ahead and open that drawer of yours. You know which one. The one you put all your new undies in. Yes, baby. I know I said you would only have to put them on right before bed, but tonight we'll make an exception, okay? I want you to have it on already when the babysitter gets here, because I don't want her to forget. And I know you won't be the one to remind her. Will you, Mr. Bashful Pants? Unless you want to wait until I'm gone and have her take care of it. Do you think it would be more embarrassing for you to show her where you keep your diapers and have her put it on you? Really? You'd rather do that then? You'd rather do that than just get over it now with me? I mean, either way, she'll know you're wearing them, baby. There's no way around it. But it's okay. She doesn't mind. I've told her on the phone already. I just think it's better for you if we get you ready before she arrives. Sure, it means you'll be spending the evening in a diaper. But it'll give you a chance to get used to them. Huh? That way it'll be done. You'll be safe and secure, and all feel better knowing that there won't be any wet sheets to change in the middle of the night. Go on. Get your Pampers for me, sweetheart.